Now we will start with Brian Glofis from Planet Labs.
All right, thanks. My name is Brian Glofis from Planet Labs, and I'm going to be talking about the ground station network that we are building. First up, a little bit about Planet Labs. We're an Earth imaging company, and our goal is to take a picture of the Earth every day and make that data available online for anybody to download. We've got over 300 employees based up in San Francisco with satellite offices in Canada and in Berlin, where our RapidEye team is. We've gotten $183 million in VC funding so far, and we've successfully launched 133 satellites up into space. We've had two rocket failures along the way with 34 satellites lost. There are currently 32 satellites on the ISS waiting to get deployed, and we have 33 satellites still are in orbit and communicating with the ground. Just a little bit about our satellite. It's a 3U form factor with six fold-out panels, CCD camera. The ground resolution is 3.5 meters from 400 kilometers altitude. There's been 13 hardware revisions in the past 3 years. We've got a 512 gig solid-state drive on board, and we're running Ubuntu. There's a picture of our satellites. You can see the UHF monopole antenna on the top there, and that red square in the middle is our X-band amplifier and helix antenna. For the UHF side on the satellite, we're running a TI-CC1110 radio, and it's got a wireless MCU built into it, a microcontroller that does all our packetization and encryption. We've got a standard RF microdevices amplifier for the output and the monopole antenna, which you saw on the last slides. The ground station is identical to the satellite hardware and the software. We presented on this design at the summer workshop back in 2014, the promise of open sourcing it. But at the time, our comms were not encrypted at all, and we figured that releasing the design for an unencrypted system was not a good idea. So over the past 2 years, we have fully encrypted our signals, and there's a follow-up presentation this summer at SmallSat kind of re-releasing the design. This is kind of a typical SNX band ground station that we have up in Washington State. 100-watt transmit power for the uplink, 29 dB per Kelvin at X-band. We have a COTS DECTEC PCI receiver card that does all the receiving of the DVB-S2 signals. L3 dishes in the front there, and then the dishes in the back are OmniSpace dishes also at that site. So for kind of one typical pass up at our Washington site, this was from March 16th, 55-degree max elevation. We were in contact with the satellite X-band for a little over 7 minutes, variable data rate up to 84 megabits per second, downloaded 4.2 gigabytes of data, which is about 170,000 square kilometers of images. But I want to caution you, that's including frame overlap, clouds, ocean, all sorts of wrong sun angles for the pictures. So only 20 to 50% of our downloaded pictures actually make it out to the end user. This graph is from our mission control website. The interesting one is on the right. It's kind of hard to see, but this is just basically time across the bottom. Blue there is signal strength, carrier to noise, SNR. Green line there is mod cod. At the beginning of the pass, we were running at 12.5 megabits per second until the satellite got closer. Then we started ramping up the mod cod up to 24, and that's 84 megabits a second right in the middle of the pass. And then as the satellite gets further and further away, we drop down the data rate to keep lock. And this is also a screenshot from our mission control. This is a pass chart for one of our New Zealand ground stations on that same day. Each row is a different satellite, and time marches on to the right. You can see that our scheduled passes for the satellites are between about midnight UTC and 9 a.m., and this is kind of difficult to read, so here are the numbers. We had 33 passes scheduled for 16 satellites. 75% of those were successful. The other 25% of the passes, satellite transmitter wasn't on, satellite wasn't pointing in the right direction. Maybe the satellite was low on batteries, and so it was charging itself. And we, you know, while it's not ideal, we're okay with the 75% success rate. And for this one day, for this 24-hour time period, we downloaded almost 100 gigs of data on one site. But we don't have one ground site. We've got a whole network of them. We've got 18 dishes spread around the world. We have 7 5-meter dishes that are built by CGC in the UK. 7 OmniSpace dishes, which you can see right here, that are leased from OmniSpace. We have 4 L3 dishes up in Iceland. The blue dots are where we have UHF-only stations, and the purple dots are where we have an X-band, one or more X-band dishes. So looking at kind of a typical day for all of our ground sites, this is also from our mission control website. Again, we have satellites. Each satellite is in its own row. Time marches on to the right, and each ground station is a different color. So you can see, you can kind of follow the colors. The numbers there, we had 333 passes scheduled, 71% success rate. For X-band, we had 207 passes scheduled for with a 76% success rate, and we downloaded 560 gigs of data. And that's a pretty typical day. We're running between 500 and 700 gigabytes of data down per day, and our best day so far was 777 gigs. So kind of looking towards the future, our goal is to take an image of the whole Earth every day. Right now, our sats are in ISS orbit, which are really not good for taking pictures. The sun angle is different depending on the phasing. So we have a couple of SSO orbits scheduled for later this year, and when we get all of our satellites up, we're looking at downloading about 6 terabytes of data per day. Got several new ground stations coming online to support this. So that's all I had, really. Do we have any questions? Sam?
What does the consumer interface look like? Is it a Google Alert type of thing, or what?
Yeah, so the question was about the consumer interface. Yeah, it's kind of a Google Alert type thing. You can actually go to planets.com now, and there's an Open California display where you can look at all the data that we've collected for California over the past 3 years. It's actually pretty cool. Just zoom around. Yeah, check it out. Adam? Good question. So not related to Planet at all. On the side, I do keep a communications table of all the CubeSats that have launched into space. And I actually just updated it last week in anticipation for this workshop. So if you're interested in frequencies, modulation, data rates, downlinks, all sorts of stuff about the CubeSats that are up there, you can check it out online. So, yeah. The question was about ISS isn't good. What are the plans for getting a better orbit? It's just launch availability. So, in terms of procuring our own launch, we're looking at all the options. So, we're looking at all those options. All right, that's it, guys. Thanks.